540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York.
Try to resolve as many of these issues as we can this week.
The first televised hearing in Georgia's elections interference case is underway now in Fulton County. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson tells us a judge is considering several motions from attorneys, including whether they should split up cases for Kenneth Chesbrough and former Trump campaign attorney Sidney Powell.
First, we saw the attorney for Chesbrough really say the facts are different. And now we're seeing co-counsel, the attorney for Sidney Powell, saying, and the law shows that these two cases should be tried separately.
All 19 defendants, including former President Trump, have pleaded not guilty. More soaring temps and stifling humidity are hitting the Northeast today. This man runs a coffee cart in New York and says it's dangerous for people who work outside.
I'll knock down maybe 7 to 9 bottles of water.
For students, too, these kids say there's no AC at their school in Philly.
During the whole school day, I was sweating.
It's so humid. The cafeteria is like this huge cafeteria. There's no air at all.
Some businesses without air have also been forced to close for the day in Baltimore. There is more finger pointing going on over deadly wildfires in Hawaii. CBS's Steve Kathan has the latest.
Lawyers for residents and business owners in Lahaina, destroyed by last month's fires on Maui, told a court that cable and TV companies share in the responsibility. They allege the companies overloaded and destabilized some of the power poles that came down in strong winds.
It has been nearly a month since the fires decimated Maui. The death toll there still stands at 115. Hundreds are still missing. Residents near Philly are still on high alert for a convicted killer who's still on the loose a week after breaking out of prison.
As time goes on, he gets more and more desperate, so you never know what he's going to do.
Authorities there say they hope to stress Danilo Cavalcante out of hiding. There is new troubling data on cancer.
The number of people younger than 50 being diagnosed with cancer has risen 80% worldwide in 3 decades. Cancer deaths of people under 50 increased by nearly 30%, according to the largest study of its kind ever. More than 1 million people under 50 are now dying of cancer worldwide annually.
That's CBS's Jim Kursula reporting. Disney and ESPN are reportedly urging people now to look for new cable providers as contract disputes continue with Spectrum. The cable company pulled the plug on the networks, cutting service to nearly 15 million subscribers last week. Charter Communications, which owns Spectrum, says Disney's got to change the way it does business, including offering people more freedom to pick and choose what channels they want. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or CivicMedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. People in Waukesha can expect some temporary changes in the odor and appearance in their water next week as the city switches over to using Lake Michigan water. During the transition, there may be a brief period where the water has an unusual smell and appears reddish in color. The mayor is assuring residents that they are temporary issues. A resolution aiming to form a team of transit rangers to enhance county bus safety has received approval. Bus drivers from the Milwaukee County Transit System have been voicing their worries about safety issues and mistreatment experienced on their routes. In response to their concerns this week, the Transit Safety and Security Task Force proposed the establishment of a Transit Ranger program, comprising of 51 transit rangers dedicated to bus safety. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot.
But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the incomparable, if I can say it, Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Wednesday, September 6th, 2023. It is Hump Day here at the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hump Day!
There you go. Little Geico Camel for you on a Hump Day. Mr. Zommers, how the heck are you?
Doing well. It was funny to hear from Pat after the incident this morning.
Now it's being called an incident. Oh, God.
Well, I don't know about incident, I guess. It was just...
a pre-caffeinated Todd.
Yes. Todd, who I tagged as a dissatisfied Spectrum customer. his internet was non-existent this morning.
Yes,
so we had to get in here, and then there was traffic, and... all kinds of stuff. So it was a rush.
On the other side of the break, we're going to be talking. Here's the question for you this next segment. Should teachers be threatened for teaching facts? Should public school teachers, simply for teaching facts, should local school boards or state legislatures be able to come after them for teaching the truth?
Well, if they're teaching facts I don't like, sure.
Sure. Well, that's the point. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Should teachers be susceptible to be going after just for teaching facts? We'll talk about that next segment. But here's the deal. If you've been listening over the last week and a half or so, my ongoing Spectrum saga, I'm now officially on Spectrum Dude number eight, Brandon, who has not called me back now going on 2 days. The local Spectrum supervisor dude, Brandon, has not called me back. I've been in my new apartment now for going on 2 weeks and 2 months. Still don't have all my channels. The internet was working pretty well. And they had told me they were not going to disconnect any service until this was resolved. And they were going to forgive the amount that the 2 months of service they haven't provided me. Now, I still had $143 from my previous location. And I was out of spite, out of principle. I said, I'm not going to pay this until I get my proper service. And they said, we understand that. We put it, they annotated it or allegedly in my account that they weren't going to worry about the billing until they fixed their end. You understand? So I woke up this morning to do the Pat Kreitlow show from home. No internet and the few channels that I had left gone, shut down, turned off. So I don't know whether it's because of the $143. And of course, it was a split decision. When I asked you, the audience, on this, whether I should pay the $143, and I did, and so I'm not sure whether it's over that or the fact that they're being mean-spirited or a computer error. But I called Spectrum this morning, after I did the Kreitlow show, because I had to get my truck and boogie over here. And I got here about a minute late and flew in. No caffeine. I was a little hot, as Mr. Sommers will tell you. And then I took a long walk along the lake and had a big 16-ounce cup of Wonder State coffee. By the way, if you haven't tried Wonder State yet, get yourself to Viroqua, Wisconsin, or wonderstate.com and try that fantastic coffee. Had some Wonder State coffee and a pastry. Felt a lot better. I spent some time, about an hour, down by the river. Then I went to call Spectrum to hash this out. And they're telling me I'm going to have to pay $5 to speak to a live person in order to get this resolved.
Wait,
so,
what?
Yeah, really. They said, well, you could just pay the bill electronically and there's no charge. Or you could speak to a representative and you have to agree to pay $5. So I said, fine, I punched the button to get $5. And then guess what happened? My cell phone died and the whole thing just shut off.
Wait, so what was the $5 for?
Because now when you call in to talk to a live person to pay your bill, if you want to do it with a person, they charge you $5 to talk to a person now to pay a bill at Spectrum.
I guess they just want to go towards the electronic stuff.
Yeah, they don't want to deal with you. So my Spectrum woes continue. Mark from the SAC, are you up to number 9 yet? Close. As my granddad used to say, partner, almost there. I'm at number 8, Mark. Number 8. So I don't know. From Waukesha, Todd is a soapbox opera.
I imagine soap opera is what we're going for, but soapbox opera is good too. I mean, that's what it says. But.
It says soapbox opera. Maybe instead of soap opera. Yes, yes. My friends, now if you would talk to people that have known me for 20, 30 years, they will tell you this is really not unique. My entire life is one big soap opera. It is. Which I guess, you know, gives me the tools to be a radio talk show host because I have these goofy things that happen to me. But I can relate to you. I can relate to the average Jane and Joe in Wisconsin because the same crap that happens to you happens to me. So I feel your pain.
Although Jeff says he'll talk to you for $4.
Jeff Perry, only $4. Send me your Venmo. I'll Venmo you $4. We'll talk. It's a deal. You're on. So yeah, I don't know. Now I feel like I'm going to have to call and pay the $143. But now, once they turn you off, they don't turn you back on until it's all paid. And I refuse to pay the $400-some-odd for the last 2.5 months that they still have not fixed.
Well, get them to fix it and then just go to another service anyway.
Well, I was listening to As Goes Wisconsin, Kristen, Brian, Greg Bach were talking about this. It's like $75 for YouTube now.
YouTube,
yeah,
like TV?
Yes, YouTube TV, but you got to have internet to get to
right,
that.
Right.
I don't know. We're going to come back at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Public education, your call to the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, AutoGlass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, AutoGlass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local AutoGlass Now today for full details.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 80. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 68. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along on a Wednesday. Mr. Aaron Sommer is on the board. Going to clean up that, the tweet there from a caller said, my life is a soapbox Oprah. I totally understand. My phone is the same way. It spell checks things and saying it is. My life is a soap opera. That's what he meant, right, Mr. Sommers?
Yes. They did send another follow-up text saying, sorry, it was autocorrect. I forgot to check before sending it. And yeah, that's fair. And if we do say soapbox opera in the future when referring to a soap opera, we're not making fun of you.
I think it's funny.
It's just a funny autocorrect.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Fantastic. And who wouldn't want to be a soapbox opera?
Exactly.
If I could be a 100th of an opera, I'd be happy.
I think we all would.
Right? Very successful person. Smart person, lover. Oprah Winfrey, too bad she doesn't want to be president. Because she doesn't need the hassle, you understand? She'd be a great president, but she just doesn't need the hassle, and I don't blame her. She and The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, doing great work out there in Maui, setting up a fund to give all the money donated directly to people in Maui. So that's fantastic. Good for her. Question we're asking this segment, it's kind of a two-parter. Should school teachers be imprisoned for teaching the truth? And more so, why the heck are our federal courts tilted in favor of white folks? Story here from our crack staff down in Pudding Fingers Land, a.k.a. Florida, the home of Governor Ron Pudding Fingers DeSantis. Because, he eats pudding with his hands. That's what I like to call him that. Anyway, down in Pudding Fingers Land, a.k.a. Florida, a public school teacher can be imprisoned for teaching historical facts that make students, quote unquote, uncomfortable. Think about that for a second. I lived in Florida for a brief 8-9 months. Parts of Florida, beautiful. Many Floridians, beautiful people. Unfortunately, under Ron DeSantis, why would people want to go there? I mean, other than Disney World and the beaches, but why would you want to live there? It's really sad. Anyway, the story, teachers are prohibited now in Florida, public schools, well, all teachers, from sharing not-so-fun facts like this example. So here's an example. If you're a school teacher in Florida, and you taught this, and a student said, well, that makes me uncomfortable, you can go to jail. Here's an example. There are 94 federal district courts in the United States. 94. According to journalist Tiana Headley, writing for Bloomberg Law, in 25 of those districts, in 25 of 94 federal district courts of the United States, in 25 of those districts, there has never been a single non-white judge in their entire history. Let me say that again. In 25 of the 94 federal district courts in the United States of America, there has never been a single non-white judge in their entire history. This includes the Southern District of Georgia, where the population is 41% non-white. The Western District of Louisiana, 37% non-white. And Alaska, 34% non-white. Other districts include Maine, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Vermont, both districts in Iowa, Montana, Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, North and South Dakota, and Nebraska. And now if you're a school teacher in Florida and you say that, it might make a white kid uncomfortable. And they can report you. And you have the possibility of having to serve jail time. What do you think about this? Teachers can't even teach facts anymore without fear of retribution in the courts and possibility of jail time. And what do you think about this whole thing of 25 of the U.S. district courts in America, 25 out of 94, never having a non-white person sit on the bench? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could also text or call on the Civic Media app. Simply download the Civic Media app on your Android or Apple device. There is a button there to push to text or call in anytime you want on the Civic Media app. Let's go to Oconomowoc and Bill in Oconomowoc on the phone lines. Bill, thanks for holding. What say you, sir?
On Florida, you know, that's the second best guy they've got for the Republican nomination. First best, he's got about 90 felonies and he probably won't be around. Second best, they're leaving Florida in droves because there's no longer homeowners insurance. And as far as education, people, I've got friends in Florida, they're leaving. They've had enough.
Really?
It's number three in national crime. This is the second best they've got. The first best says it all himself. Mm-hmm. The second best, this guy, come on, can't you guys find somebody that's got clarity, dignity, integrity, honesty? I can't believe it. What's his name? Chris Christie appears to have some of it, but my question to him, hey, why were you sitting on your big butt when all this was going on, and I didn't hear you blowing a whistle when you knew what was going on? Now suddenly you're against it because you want to be president. Might work, might not, but come on. DeSantis, he's a joke. He fights with a mouse. I think that's enough said. Thanks, and have a great day.
Great call, Bill. Thank you so much. Bill and Oconomowoc. Yeah, I agree. I get it. I agree with Bill that it would have been nice if Chris Christie would have had a bit more of a spine while he was directly in the room with Trump. I'll at least give him room, or give him credit, rather, that at least when he's running this time, he says he's a never-Trumper. Of course, he had to, you know, he had to sign that pledge saying that he would support the nominee, otherwise they wouldn't let him on the stage. But at least he's got the chutzpah to speak out against Trump now. I'll at least afford him that. Not to absolve him of everything else, but Christie is at least saying that. But yeah, Bill, it's fascinating knowing people that are leaving Florida simply because of Ron Puddingfingers DeSantis. What say you? Should school teachers in Florida or anywhere have to worry about having prosecution against them for teaching historical American facts simply because it might make somebody, quote unquote, uncomfortable? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the Chippewa Valley now, up at WCFW, the Tap, listening up there. Our friend Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, we appreciate you calling in and listening. What say you?
Well, I appreciate your show. Outstanding as usual. You know, the biggest thing I see is we already got racist, and they're right up front, and they're very proud of it. Mm-hmm. And the good people are leaving the Republican Party. And I know of a couple that I just listened to that are outstanding, honest, and have integrity. And the thing that really concerns me, what is this doing to the kids?
Mm-hmm.
They don't like their teacher. Hey, said something that made me uncomfortable, Mom. I want to go back in that class. Now, I love kids, mm-hmm. but if it's a kid of a racist parent, it even makes it deeper, yeah, because they are allowed to even be worse than their parents. And it scares the heebie-jeebies out of me having worked in the area of psych with kids and parents, I was called Oprah once myself when I was doing therapy with a couple. And so I ran in and said, Oprah's on. the wife told me. So I had, don't feel bad about being called Oprah. I did take it as a compliment.
A compliment, yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, I just, you know, I'm really worried about our kids. You know, no one's thinking of the kids.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we were moving forward, and things with kids, you know, expressions, learning to accept themselves as they are, you know, more understanding of our neighbors, caring about our neighbors, looking for people's strengths, not beating them down. And these poor kids are seeing these crazy adults filled with hate and acting despicable. And, you know, and they say the suicide rate is really high with kids. And it's no wonder they say, oh, it's because they're on their iPads all the time or on their computers. No, it isn't. They're watching their parents, and they're probably thinking, I don't want to be like that, or what hope is there for me? So I hope adults in the room start to act like adults and stop this ridiculous, hateful behavior. So anyway, that's my comment for the day. Thank you for taking it.
Always great.
Hope they work.
Thank Bye-bye. You, Jean. Appreciate you. Jean Eau Claire. Love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Jean's right. It's the kids who lose out, right? I love history. I'm a believer in history. We can learn so much from history to make ourselves better. But some of that history is uncomfortable to many of us. Doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about it and acknowledge it. But sometimes getting to the truth is uncomfortable. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Matt in Delavan. Matt, thanks for holding. What say you?
So this issue is a little bit more complicated, especially when you factor in kids that are attending college. There's a huge drain on those universities down in Florida and the surrounding regions. Not just because of the hate that's coming in from the governor, but because of the actual policies that are put in place. I don't know about you, but I remember college, and college was a lot of fun because of the opposite sex. And when that becomes an issue and you can't actually go there in fear of reprisal, well, I'm not sure a lot of college kids are going to want to go there. And that includes the Big Ten schools. That includes all the football programs. That's a major driver for those economies. So, yeah, sure. I just wanted to add that at the table.
So you're saying that the policies or the rhetoric is in colleges is equally distracting.
Well, they're going to keep kids from going there,
right,
which is going to increase brain drain from the actual state.
Right.
And they're not going to have the economic drivers from, you know, big football or any of those other components. And it's going to cause more and more and more problems. The Florida, a lot of people go down there to retire.
Yeah.
Well, when you go down to retire, you're not building for the future, and you're just sitting there to complain about what's going on. So if you don't factor in the youth, the entire situation is going to go down in flames.
I appreciate the call, Matt. Great call. Appreciate you, Matt in Delavan. Thanks so much. Appreciate you for calling in. We and Trigvi Olson, who was on last hour, has pointed this out, the hypocrisy again. Former Governor Scott Walker, who now says that the UW system colleges are indoctrinating, quote unquote, our kids. But he sent his own son there. His son is a graduate of UW-Madison. So which way is it, Scott? Are universities indoctrinating your son? Is he now indoctrinated? I'm confused. You can't not teach history. You can't not teach the truth. We're pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. Your calls are next. Beverly, Chico, don't go anywhere. Stay on the lines. More on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief.
A judge in Fulton County is considering whether to split up cases for at least two defendants facing 2020 elections interference charges in Georgia. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The big question is looking at the district attorney and listening to what she says and how much she wants to keep this case together.
That hearing's being televised now for the first time. Parents are outraged some schools are closing today because they don't have air conditioning amid a heat wave. This woman's in Baltimore.
Everybody should have air. I mean, you got air in your car, you got air at your job, why not in our school?
Some schools and businesses in Philly have also shut down. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Kyiv today.
I'm here first and foremost to demonstrate our ongoing and determined support for Ukraine.
He is expected to make an announcement about more funding for Ukraine. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The former Waukesha teacher terminated following her involvement in the Rainbow Land controversy has filed a lawsuit against the school district. Melissa Temple has initiated legal action claiming a violation of her First Amendment rights. Temple's dismissal came several months after she supported her elementary school class in performing Miley Cyrus's Rainbow Land song at a school concert, a choice that the Waukesha superintendent found inappropriate. The district says her comments on social media helped lead to her dismissal. Waukesha residents should be prepared for some changes in the odor and appearance of their water next week as the city switches to using Lake Michigan water. During the transition, there may be a temporary unusual smell and reddish tint in the water. The mayor is recommending not to do laundry until the color and the smell go away. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace or Google My Business or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands, seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
How about that? Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show. It is Wednesday, September 6th. 2:33. Check that. 2:33 of the time and temperature sign. Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board, our producer and engineer. Appreciate all of you listening in from the text line from WAUK, the Shaw down in Waukesha. Civic has great callers. Absolutely, we do. We appreciate that. Talking about this story, our crack staff here, down in Florida, teachers now face the possibility of being imprisoned simply for teaching historical facts that make students, quote unquote, uncomfortable. things such as that of the 94 federal district courts in the United States, 25 of those, 25, have never seen a single non-white judge in their entire history. Now, simply for teaching that, if that makes a white student feel uncomfortable, they report the teacher can face jail time in Florida.
We have another Facebook comment from Jeff Perry. At the risk of sounding like a boomer again, there's another place besides Florida where teachers go to jail for teaching the truth. Russia. Let's not be like Russia.
Agreed. Let's not be like Russia. What do you think about this thing in Florida where teachers could be prosecuted for telling the truth, for teaching the truth? But also, how about 25 of 94 federal courts never have seen a non-white person on them? Invite your phone calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Go out to the hometown, beautiful Southwest Wisconsin, the Driftless, Richland Center, Beverly in Richland Center. Bev, what say you?
Really important topic, Todd. I just, in the last few weeks, have started doing some research on the history of public education in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding out some really interesting stuff, because the first thing I did was I realized I needed to find something about the education of the founding fathers themselves.
Sure.
And what I found out is one of the most significant parts of their education was learning about the rise and the fall of the Roman Republic.
Wow.
So they had a tremendous sense of importance of understanding and knowing history. That was part of who they were. And the other piece that I found out that was really interesting is that the tutors that they had, both at home and later when they went to the early universities, came mostly from the Scottish universities.
Wow.
And those guys were influenced largely from the Enlightenment. Mm-hmm. So they were teaching our founding fathers the idea that you need to think carefully and probe and not accept and do some questioning and not accept certain established thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really, really interesting to me that what the founding fathers thought was really, really important in terms of education are the things that we're turning our backs on now. And I think our founding fathers would be looking back and saying, that's what happened in the fall of the Roman Empire.
And Bev, I appreciate this context so much. And as the texter said, we do have great callers like you and so many others. But isn't it just sad that we've reached a point in America, in the United States, where there's one side in our political spectrum that just doesn't want to acknowledge history? I mean, whether we've had political differences in the past, by and large, up until the last 8-10 years ago, we could at least agree on the basic truths of our country and how we should teach that in history. And now we've gotten to the point with this mega cultism that we don't even want to acknowledge our own history. And to your point, we're ignoring what brought down, at least in part, the Roman Empire.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to imagine that attacking education on any level is good on any level.
I totally agree.
You can't do anything but hurt us all.
As Matt Flynn says, we've got to learn from history. We can't forget history. He'll talk about history in the making next hour. Bev, great call. Always appreciate you, Bev, in Richland Center. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Rio and Rio. Pardon me. Good gosh. Rio, I've been there. I should know how to say it. Chico and Rio, what say you, sir?
Well, I find it to be very ironic, and ironic is probably too mild a term, maybe tragic, that a person that has been indicted for over 100 crimes and is well known for his untruthfulness to the point that people dying during the pandemic, we can't put a person like that in jail, and yet a teacher who speaks the truth has a jail sentence over their head. It's just, this country's getting, it's way backwards. You know,
yeah.
Truth doesn't count anymore. There's counter-truth. You know?
Right.
I taught for 34 years, and I wasn't in a field where we had many discussions because I taught math and computer science.
Mm-hmm.
But if there ever was any subject that a student talked about, I was very careful that I wasn't going to take sides on it. I'm not there to teach them a party. I'm there to teach them facts and knowledge and let them go on their own and make, mm-hmm. to form their own opinions. And I find it an insult to teachers that I've teached with, to anybody even to intimate that we would do something like that.
Right.
That's not our culture. You know, it doesn't belong in education, and we never did it. And it's a shame what they're doing in Florida. I have friends that live down there as well, and they winter down there. And it's like, you know, it's a good place to visit, but you don't want to live there, that's for sure.
Exactly. Spend some time on the beach, maybe Disney, and then get the heck out.
Yeah, get a little tan and head for home as soon as you can.
Chico, thanks for all your... Thanks for all your years of teaching and educating. I have so much respect to our educators. And thanks for the call. Really thoughtful call, and you're absolutely right. Chico and Ryle, thank you so much. 844-967-2789, talking about this issue, down in Florida, where now just for teaching facts, things that you cannot, it's not an opinion, it is a fact that of the 94 federal district courts in the United States of America, 25 of those districts, there has never been a single non-white judge in their entire history. That's just a fact. It's not an opinion. Well, now in Florida, if a teacher teaches that or something similar, and a student, quote unquote, feels uncomfortable, that teacher could face criminal charges for making a student feel uncomfortable with the facts. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Dick, listening here in Madison on WMDX. Dick, thanks for holding. What say you?
Really hard to follow those last two callers. They're both awesome points made by both of them. An older friend of mine many years ago, when Walker first got elected, said, you know, the party's starting to look like you want to dumb them down as much as the electorate down as much as possible. And you want to suppress the vote because our ideas are just about gone and actually getting stuff done. And it's starting to look like he was absolutely spot on with that. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Kellyanne Conway out there with what? Alternative facts?
All right.
What are they? But can I say something about Spectrum?
Absolutely, you can. Go ahead.
Well, they're kind of operating, Todd, sort of like motor vehicle now.
Right.
You know, when you go in, you get charged more when you actually go in. Right. And then when you actually talk to somebody, it costs you $5 to get shut off?
Yes. What's up with that?
Gosh. I don't know.
Do you still have cable? Or have you cut the cord? What do you do?
We have everything with them, but we got problems with them on and off all the time.
So I'm not alone in this. Yeah. So you're also a dissatisfied Spectrum customer.
Not exactly happy, let's put it that way. But never had anything the magnitude you're going through, not even close.
Well, I'm glad we can commiserate together at least. I appreciate the call as always.
Thanks.
Yep, thank you. Dick and Madison, appreciate whether you want to talk about public education or you want to talk about Spectrum. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go up to Shawano, Wisconsin, and Jim in Shawano. Thanks for holding. What say you?
You bet. Hi, Todd. I just enjoying your show. I've never heard anything so absurd of not being able to teach the truth. I spent 45 years in the classroom, and my whole every day was to teach the facts and the truth. Why would you want to mislead your students? I don't get that philosophy.
I mean, after 45 years, you have to have seen a lot in your education, a lot of other teachers. I mean, public school teachers are not there to brainwash or indoctrinate anybody. Am I right? I mean, you're there to teach facts.
Yeah. Yeah, our job was during my time in education at UW-Platteville for my undergraduate and Winona State for my graduate degree, we were always told, present the facts, the truth. Mm-hmm. Don't be misleading.
Well, like our past caller, we appreciate your time in public education, appreciate your service, and appreciate your phone call. Jim and Sean, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You bet.
Be like Jim, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. 877-977-2789. Let's go from Shawano down to Milwaukee. And Ron in Milwaukee, we appreciate you listening. What say you?
I'm a two-headed person here today. I want to talk about cable for a second.
But sure.
On the subject of education, it's like our former era a century ago of know-nothingism. There was a know-nothing party.
Yep.
And it wasn't ironic. They didn't want, the less you knew about everything. It's just let the bosses decide and don't get involved because we know what we're doing because we're going to be elected and we'll have the power. I mean, it was stupid, but people went with that for a while. They didn't get anywhere, but now they're getting somewhere, and that's because of the way mass media is now structured, in my view. On the education thing, I'm a UW-Madison grad, and I went to grad school at UW-Milwaukee, and the teaching staff is incredible. They're really great, and if you're in university and not being challenged by your professors and your teachers to think about alternative, not alternative facts, but, a series of ideas, not an ideology, but a set of beliefs and principles that have been held by many different people cultures over the centuries, then you're not going to come out of there any smarter or more informed than when you went in. Higher education and even secondary education is best when it does make you uncomfortable once in a while, right?
Absolutely.
Get you out of your envelope a little bit. Now, on the cable thing, I haven't had cable in 25 years. I had satellite dish for a little while.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, but I stream stuff, or it's fine for me, and high speed internet solves a lot of those problems. It's not for everybody, but. The day I got cable, the first time I ever got cable, which was in the early 90s in Milwaukee, I had a problem. The installer came in and put the hole for the cable up through my basement, right in the middle of my hardwood floor, and then made a right turn because he came out in the wrong room and put it in through the wall into the carpeting. It was horrible. And, the service was fine, but cable, it used to be you could buy a la carte stuff.
And right.
That's because, I like these seven channels.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You haven't been able to do that in a long time because they live on the revenues they get from Disney and places like that. And if you're not interested in Disney or ESPN, you're paying that freight anyway.
Yeah.
So I would say the upside. So a lot of people have had these kinds of problems. I was Milwaukee's years ago. I was Milwaukee's cable franchise director.
Really?
And I managed the cable franchise.
30 seconds left.
And
go ahead.
We had to do a biannual study of, is the cable company doing its job? And if not, they could be fined. They could lose their franchise. We had problems every time we did the 2-year. We had huge complaints coming into the office. And the cable company would say, you're just making trouble for us. You don't like cable. And I said, well, go find me some people that like what you're doing. And bring them in here while I hear it.
Appreciate you, Ron. Thank you so much. Got to run up against a break. But thank you very much, Ron in Milwaukee. He brings up a great point about being challenged. We'll talk about it on the other side. Tom Allball's show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't worry.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh,
It squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Cloudy skies tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 57. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 68. Tomorrow, cloudy. Lows level off around 53. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. Upper 60s Friday, turning warmer on Saturday with highs in the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes before our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, steps in after the top of the hour news, a little weather. Matt Flynn Direct, you don't want to miss it. Going to the front lines of history each and every day, taking your phone calls, all callers, all viewpoints, welcome. You're going to learn something. You're going to probably get a chuckle as well. It's one of the cool things about Matt. Not only is he smart, he's also got a sense of humor. That's what you need in the world, right? Can't always be just a sourpuss or serious. Gotta laugh at yourself and see the humor in things. And that's what Matt Flynn does. He helps us understand things. He takes your calls and he gives us a chuckle along the way. Matt Flynn Direct after the top of the hour news. I want to pick up on this subject or this line that the last caller said. And that is... And yes, Mrs. I say this up, Mr. Zomers, we might get to that in a second. This cut, but I want to pick up on this item that last caller said, which was to be pushed in college makes you understand yourself better. I'm paraphrasing, but I agree 100%. Those who are regular listeners know this. I'll say it for those of you who aren't. I grew up in Richland Center, Wisconsin. About a 99.5% white community at the time. We literally had one non-white family. There might have been a couple of, you know, partly Hispanic families, but there was one black family in my high school. And it's a wonderful town in many ways. But when you grow up only seeing essentially people that look like you, that think like you, you grow up with that viewpoint. And one of the greatest gifts of my life was having the University of Wisconsin Richland, the 2-year branch campus that now the president of the UW system, Jay Rothman, has shut down. And we still don't know why. I'll let that go for a second. Because the point here is having that university in a town of 5,000 people, and then the gift of former Republican U.S. Senator Bob Casten sponsoring legislation, a bipartisan legislation, that brought Central American students to that university to interact, to have friends that weren't from the same place, that didn't have the same skin color, that didn't talk like me. It changed my life. And by the way, one of those, Mike Martinez, his birthday is today.
Happy birthday.
Mike Martinez is from Belize. And he came here for 2 years to the University of Wisconsin, Richland, got his associate's degree, went back home to Belize, went and got his medical doctor degree in Mexico. And now Dr. Mike Martinez has two jobs. He is a doctor at a clinic in Belize City, for which he gets paid. But his passion to this day, over 25 years later, he runs a refugee clinic in the rural parts of Belize for people who cannot afford health care, and he treats them for free.
That's awesome.
Or what they can afford to give him. He doesn't make a lot of money. He could, if he wanted to, be a full-time doctor in Belize City. He chooses to still work for... He is changing lives around the world. And I'm a better person for having known him. That's what public education does. That's what our public universities do. There was another professor in Platteville when I went transferred to UW-Platteville. It was the 90s, and we watched at the time Dances with Wolves, great Kevin Costner epic, focusing on history from a Native American standpoint. Not only did we watch the movie in class, we had deep discussions that pushed back on these ideals that we hadn't heard before from a Native American perspective. And it brought about that, and also my high school teacher, Dick Newman, Richard Newman, at the Richland Center High School, who has had a passion for Native American history. It helped me understand history from a Native American standpoint and gave me a great love of Native American culture, because it pushed me to think about things from a different perspective. The caller that the last segment is 100% right. Education, public education, is at its best when it challenges students to question themselves. It doesn't mean we completely change, but to turn inward and say, why do I believe something? What prompted me to believe this? Are there other truths, facts, and history that can help me better understand what really happened, and do I believe that now that I know the truth? That's what public education, it is not indoctrination. It's helping us become better people. And it's not always about the reading, writing, and arithmetic. Much of it is about having and developing relationships with people that we otherwise would never have known. I started the show by saying I took a walk today, this morning, down by the lake. Rough morning, thanks to Spectrum and a lack of coffee. I've been watching Ted Lasso, by the way. I'm on season 2. If you don't spoil it for those who watched the whole thing. Great episode last night. It makes you realize we all have a lot of stuff going on in our lives. There is nobody without problems. There is nobody without baggage. It's amazing that somehow we can put all of our baggage aside and function in society. But here's the thing. I have come to be a firm believer that what makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It's not about us getting ahead. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement, or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale, volunteering at the hospital, volunteering as a poll worker. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause. The common cause of America is the ongoing beacon of democracy. Somehow, despite all of our craziness and all the baggage that each of us has and all the things that we're going through that our friends and neighbors and sometimes our family don't even understand or realize, that we can put that aside for a moment and come together to try to form a more perfect union. And I still believe that there are more Wisconsinites and more Americans that believe that, and are, tomorrow is going to be better than it is today. I wanted to leave you with that because sometimes we get a little bit downtrodden. We're going to make it if we rely on each other. And that's what we got to remember. We'll see you tomorrow. Matt Flynn's next.
Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.